the rest of the story. I think you'd like Ed Lowe. Outgoing, personable, enthusiastic, as was the day he returned home from the Navy 4 decades ago. He hadn't much education back then, and he had no money at all, but he made up for it with incredible enthusiasm and an ambition. Ed's dad owned his own business and invited his son to join him, and Ed accepted, but wait till you hear. The family business, based in hometown Cassopolis, Michigan, was sawdust. Ed's daddy owned a sawdust company. For in those days, factories used sawdust to absorb grease and oil from floors, and meatpackers used sawdust for smoking meat. For manufacturers in southern Michigan and northern Indiana, Lowe's Sawdust Company was a principal supplier. So, there was Ed, ambitious young man determined to strike it rich in sawdust. It meant lots of hours on the road. Ed had to pick up sawdust from local sawmills, distribute that to the various industries. Yet it was worth the effort. The sawdust biz boomed. But that's the rest of the story. One day a fire broke out in the factory. Some lives were lost. And when the blaze was out, investigators searched the charred rubble for a clue as to how it started. The investigation's conclusion was sawdust. Somehow a pile of oil-absorbing sawdust had ignited and burned the factory to the ground. And it had happened before. Now the government was determined that it would not happen again. Swiftly, legislation was passed, and sawdust for factory use was banned then and thereafter. And that was the end of Lowe's Sawdust Company and of Ed's dreams of becoming the nation's number one sawdust tycoon. If Ed and his dad were to rescue the remnants of their business, they'd have to purchase and distribute absorbent clay instead. Other companies like Fuller's Earth had the jump on them, and yet if the Lowe's were going to keep any of their industrial clients, they must in effect start over. And it was tough going, starting over. Ed and his dad sold a lightweight clay product called Dry Spot Oil Absorbent. But then one day, January 1947, a neighbor lady called Ed on the phone. Her name was Kay Draper. Her problem was that she'd run out of sand. It seemed Mrs. Draper's husband always shopped for the household sand, but he was in California on business, and she, the neighbor lady, had no idea where her husband bought his supply of sand. Ed said he did not know either. And so, from young Ed Lowe, Mrs. Draper borrowed instead some of his clay. And starting that day, Ed struck it rich after all. He got the idea from his neighbor. The neighbor who had... Now, don't get ahead of me. The neighbor who had run out of sand for her pet cat's cat box. For the absorbent clay worked so well that Ed stopped selling to manufacturers and started selling instead to pet stores. That's right. Thus was born the product now known to millions of cat owners by a name Ed spontaneously conceived, a name that has long since become part of the English language. Oh, yes, you'll find it in the dictionary now. Because sawdust was outlawed as a fire hazard, Ed became the father of an entire new industry, and the world of domestic cats ever after got kitty litter. And now you know the rest of the story.